UN Miss spokesperson Linda Tom says the UN mission expects the graduated forces to play a critical role in meeting security and logistical needs necessary for legitimate and credible elections as provided for in the revitalized peace agreement. Tom says the UN also expects their forces to help the government protect its citizens by curtailing subnational and intercommunal violence.
The mission congratulates the parties and the transitional government for reaching this critical step, which is a notable political and security development. It is critically important to have a unified and inclusive defense apparatus that is open to all South Sudanese, especially in a country recovering from divisive conflict. That today's event should constitute more than a symbolic act and could be an active contributor to national peace.
Tom says the UN also expects the unified forces to demonstrate South Sudan's respect for human rights by enhancing accountability.
It is a cornerstone upon which further meaningful steps can now be taken, including a broader security sector transformation process, nation building, and sustainable development. This graduation will strengthen the capacity of the transitional government to protect its own citizens by curtailing subnational and intercommunal violence and demonstrates South Sudan's respect for human rights by enhancing accountability and also guarantee the territorial integrity of the country. In this way, the National Unified Forces could also play an indispensable role in building democracy.
Tom says the UN mission encourages the transitional government to recognize the graduation of unified forces is not the end of a process, but a new beginning. Tom says it will be necessary to ensure adequate support to fund, equip, deploy, and sustain the forces over time.
UNMISS remains committed to the full implementation of the peace agreement, including training, technical and logistic support, together with regional partners and the international community.
Under the 2018 peace deal, South Sudan is supposed to train and graduate 83,000 personnel to take charge of security during the ongoing transitional period. Tuesday, graduation finally took place after several delays, which the government has attributed to financial constraints and a lack of firearms for the unified forces, citing the arms embargo imposed on the country by the United Nations Security Council. Some of the forces graduated without firearms. Earlier this month, the SPLM in government led by President Salva Kiir and the other signatories of the peace deal, including its deputy SPLM-IO leader Riek Machar, agreed to a new roadmap, which extends the transitional government by another 2 years until 2025. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.